Hello, and welcome to episode 16 of Comms Noise. My name is Chris, and with me this episode,
Matt
and Ricky.
Welcome, guys. Welcome.
Oh,
Matt, your first time for a few episodes.
Could be your last.
And your last, potentially.
Wasn't I on the last?
No.
One before last?
It was just me. Maybe.
I think the last one,
the last one was Nationals that you graced us with your presence.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, I think so.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah. That's all right. Good to have you on. So the agenda we're going to cover today, we got a good response to our competition and we have a winner. So we're going to go through some entries from that and announce the winner.
A big thank you to Just Play for giving us
the chance. Thanks to Just Play. And their regional is 12th of February, is it, Ricky?
Should have wrote that bit down. It's soon.
We'll put details on
there. Yeah, we'll add details.
In the show notes.
Best of luck to everyone going.
Yeah, good luck. And I think we've heard 1st of Feb as a release date for Wave 7.
Yes.
But it's going to be one of those things that's always...
It may not be the first for us. It might be like the second or something. But...
So does that mean... That means that you'd probably be legal for Just Play?
It could be, because apparently you can have it legal the day it's released.
Yeah, in the UK... The rule in America, like you said, is the Saturday following the week it's released or something. So,
but that changed in the last...
So because it's released on a Thursday, it's legal for tournaments the Monday after it's released. So if it's released on the Thursday, it's Saturday week because you have to wait the Monday after it's released and then no one has a tournament on a Monday. So it would be the Thursday. But like you say, in the UK, it's at the tournament organiser's discretion.
I guess so. It's going to be some interesting meta. So everyone's fresh, everyone's new to the new
it's
stuff.
It's really cool. And actually, it's a good segue there, Ricky. Almost like you planned it. The second part, the first part of the episode is the competition episode entries. Second part of the episode is a look at all of the Wave 7 cards.
Yeah. A lucky person that got to...
revealed by whoever it was.
Crab. I hope I'm saying it right.
Thanks for posting the video.
Yeah.
And we've...
It's great that the FFG are doing... this now, this like from silence to all these new articles, advanced preview. When have they ever done an advanced preview?
They've done previews, haven't they?
I mean, like handing it out to someone.
They've done it in their other stuff.
Okay, yeah, so we were just left.
Destiny Pop. Yeah, they probably don't know it exists, like I said. But yeah,
someone now does, apparently, which is great.
Someone poke them and just try and get some free shirts.
Right. Yeah, we'll unbox for you next time.
So, in Destiny and stuff, and Game of Thrones, they give a lot of the established podcasts a couple of spoilers each, don't they?
Yeah, I think it's largely because in a card game, you have so many things to spoil that they can dish them out slowly.
Yeah, yeah.
But with their own articles, they cover most of it, so there really isn't much left for others to spoil.
Got a few cool surprises in this one, though.
Yeah. Because
there was a few stuff they hadn't spoiled. And,
There was definitely some cool cards.
So we'll come to that as the second part of the episode. First part is the competition. So if you listen to episode 15, you'll recall that we asked for submissions for ideas for new upgrade cards or new squadron cards. So we'll go through...
We've got quite a good response as well, so...
Yeah, thanks for all your efforts, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Good to see some stuff.
Do we say the winner now, or do we say the winner
We save the winner
the
for
end?
Last, don't
okay.
we?
So,
But it's been announced on Facebook anyway, hasn't it?
Yeah. So everyone who probably is listening knows that.
And interestingly, we had an entry, and we'll get to it in a bit. We can confirm that it was received before Wave 7 was spoiled, but it's really similar to something
it is very
in Wave
close.
7.
I did
somebody,
message them.
Somebody ripped somebody else off, but we don't know which way round it was. We'll come to that.
I spoke to the guy and he said he's going to talk to his lawyers.
Take out a cease and desist on FFG. Turn the tables. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So, first up, we have an entry from Ethan McKinney. He said, you foolishly said we could submit either a new upgrade card or squadron card. I like both, so I give you a squadron upgrade card.
I like
cool,
the idea.
Cool idea. Yeah, very cool idea.
I guess if they were going to pull it off, they could just say like every squadron can have a single upgrade if you were going to do it.
Or just do it for uniques, I guess. I mean, in this case, Ethan said it would be for either. But
he's given a difference in cost.
It's not something they couldn't do. You know, commanders don't have a specific slot on any ship, so
mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So yeah, it's called...
I can definitely see it.
It's called Skilled Wingman, and it's 2 points for non-unique and 4 points if it's put on a unique squadron. When you're attacked by a squadron, you may choose one attack die to be rerolled. If the reroll result is critical, discard this card. Squadrons with single model may not use this card, so it has to be a...
So I guess it's like, so if you're being shot at and your wingman jumps in front of you, protects you from that damage.
Yeah, yeah. And then, obviously, if they roll a crit, he literally takes it for the team. Yeah. and then he's put a bit of rationale behind that. We don't have time to go through all the design philosophies of each one. But he's mentioned a lot about the variation model that you could do, FFG could do, following Carillion Conflict. So you can introduce a lot more variation for squadrons, aces, and also upgrade. This is his new idea for upgrade cards, variation, customization.
It's an interesting idea. I do like.
Yeah. So exactly like we said there.
Mixes it up a bit.
Say it's essentially an evade token at medium range, but I want to give the feel of the wingman trying to cover the leader with the risk of being shot down.
he's trying to balance it.
Yeah.
I like it. Seems reasonable.
Yeah. And then obviously single ships don't have wingmen because there's only one of them.
Yeah.
Good fluff.
Good sensible logic.
He said, goes and say it might be unbalanced for aces who have two defense tokens already, but 4 points is normally 20% addition in cost to the cost of like a 20-point ace. So
you don't have that much to spend on squadrons. So,
and he's from he gives his location, and he's helpfully provided a phonetic pronunciation: El Segundo, California, in the LA area.
May have been a tough trip get to
cute, safe,
thank you for your entry.
Cute, safe little beach town. Not that I'm jealous or anything. We're stuck in freezing outside.
Whoa.
They've got
windy and wet.
Don't they have like winter storms over there?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not in California, but.
Yeah. So thanks for that one, Ethan. Yeah. So the next one, this one here in front of us is the winner, right? So,
yeah, we'll skip that one to the end.
So,
we'll go with
Matt. Do you want to do?
Yeah.
So we've got Clint Jacobs as the next one. This is a card upgrade for an interdictor.
Oh, you love it as well.
Just the right one.
It's
for me.
Okay, so we've got version one of Hyperspace Boost. At the start of a round, choose one enemy ship at range one and Hyperspace Boost that ship. The max movement distance straight forward. That ship's speed is now zero until the end of the round. The ship suffers all applicable damage. Discard this card after use.
So what we're saying, so like a speed 4 ship just suddenly leaps forward at
speed,
you.
Yeah, because Interdictor's fucking around with its hyperdrive. Like, activates it prematurely. And then there's a version 2, right?
And the version 2, at the start of a round, choose one enemy ship at range 1 to 3, and Hyperspace Boost that ship is maximum movement distance minus 1 for each range above. One. What?
This is a very complex speed,
right. Yeah. It's just it's a weird wording, but it's trying to do the same thing but provide a limit on it. So
it's an interesting idea.
Yeah, I like the gist of it. I like the idea.
And an interdictor does need some kind of boost. But
I do love what he says here. The reason for this: interdictor needs love, and think of the joys of two interdictors hyperspacing an MC-80 off the board.
As they only go speed 2.
Yeah.
Dreams are made of these moments.
It's going to be tough with speed 2 on them. It's going to have to do every turn.
Yeah, but it's like if you play against an interdictor, they have this card, and if you ever face the edge of the board,
you're asking for it. It's one use, like, discard. Like,
you know, sometimes you want to line up and get a broadside in or something, but if you point your nose off the board, like, you're gone. You're out.
And it's only one use.
It is.
The thing for me that makes this far too broken to ever see play is that you go to speed zero.
Anything that drops into speed zero is...
Speed zero is super powerful.
Takes your defense tokens away. That's like Avenger BT, which is widely regarded as too powerful, and is...
One ship.
It's on one ship, and Avenger is like... 7 points. BT is like 4 points, and it's only close range.
Yeah.
And that's regarded as sort of overpowered.
It'd
have to be really expensive.
I
don't know what they can do about that one.
I can see the use of it.
But any love for the interdictor, you know?
Yeah.
any kind of boost is probably it's a binnable ship at the minute.
Maybe you could argue that actually this upgrade should be like 3 points or something because the interdict is 20 points overpriced.
I still think they should have just done a title that dropped the points, but I know it's contentious.
Yeah, I think they should have just changed the way that the interdiction worked, and it should have been an area. But I think with this one, what I would have done
hyperspace boost
with the version one. I think the version one is easier to play without having to faff around about the ranges, because I could see it being a bit tricky to figure out the exact ranges for the version 2.
Yeah.
But for the version 1, I could see that you could put in a clause that basically this ship skips its movement in its activation this turn. The ship that you hyperspace boost skips its movement.
Skips a navigation phase of its activation.
Yeah. So that you do the hyperspace boost on it. If it's already activated, that's fine. If it hasn't, it gets to shoot. And the next round it's activating like normal again.
Yeah, that would probably balance it.
You're just really thrown off where it is, but you're not actually...
It still costs 90-odd points for a really shit.
But
my language.
But at that
trying to avoid this round.
At that point, I wonder if you'd stop it from being undiscardable. You'd just be inexhaustible to... Well, would that be too bad?
I'm sorry, it's just there's no saving.
We're not talking about these things, we're talking about the upgrade suggested by Clint.
It's on the ship that can't be saved. Unfortunately, you might be why you didn't win.
Ye of little faith. I was rooting for you, Clint.
You tried, but...
I liked it.
You had one.
I think it's cool. I agree with you, Matt. I think like it's about just moving the ship in addition to its movement, and then giving it defense zero is a bit too powerful, but I like the idea of making it move prematurely to move it out of position if it hasn't activated, or if it has activated, just move at the same speed it moved at its last activation.
Yeah,
might make people a bit more cautious. Just a way, about like powering a way of past messing. You. Another way of messing with movement, which is what the instinct is supposed to do in the fluff, but doesn't really do enough value for its points.
What does it do?
I think what I'd like to see.
Well, it won our last 16-man store champs, didn't it?
Yeah.
That's what it does. That is what it
not
does.
Not our last one.
Oh, no, it was second. You're right. Yeah, it was second.
I think what I'd like to see it do is that speed, the token, the upgrade that changes someone's speed, reduces someone's speed by one. Instead of affecting one ship, I'd like to see it be like an area effect within range of a token.
That's quite strong. That may be too strong.
And you exhaust the upgrade to move where that token is.
Mm.
So, but it's just it reduces the effective speed by one off ships activating within an area, so it can hit your own ships as well. I think it would be an interesting thing to play around.
Yeah. Ricky, do you want to do Adam Willie next, and then we'll come back to Matt.
We've got another one before that.
That's the controversy.
Adam
about
Wiley.
Yeah.
Did he have, do you think he was playtesting?
yeah. He's broken his NDA.
Didn't quite break it, though, because we'll announced it after as well.
Exactly. We'll come back to it in a sec. Yeah, just do Adam next.
Okay. I guess this one kind of works for me.
It works for you as well, so.
So this Adam Wiley has suggested a Pelter title. And he suggests adding a turbo laser. I could see that being unnecessary. Yeah, it does seem to be missing some key slots.
So it's 2 points. He hasn't suggested a name for it because I guess we don't know.
Well, it's Pelter title.
Pelter as the title.
Pelter just title.
Pelter.
Okay.
I am Admiral Logic. This is the Pelter title.
The Pelter title 2-pointer.
So it's 2 points, and it gives you turbo laser or
he's right.
Weapon slot.
It definitely does need to
needs
be
a weapon slot to make
for
it
for its speed. It is terrible
because the ordnance slot doesn't.
And it's only
work.
Got one title.
And then he makes the point, it gives you dice mitigation on the shots, which is desperately needed, which is true.
Cause I feel like the Pelter needed to be speed 3.
It needed to be speed 3, yeah. It's not necessary for what it does at the moment, but
it doesn't need to be speed 3 for Ricky's fleet. It sits at the back.
But if you want to use
it pumps the fighters for. And then he's offered a second.
It's also the offensive retrofit, which is called offensive retrofit.
Yeah.
5 points. When you activate, you may discharge this card. This card to add one die of any color to your anti-squadron dice.
To all of them.
Squadron attacks. Oof. Oh, this is something that shouldn't just... This is what I was hoping to see. in wave seven, but we didn't quite.
Well, we
almost.
Yeah.
Almost. So yeah, I do agree with that one. One time anti squadron blast. I don't necessarily think it's a one time. Maybe it can be something like, because Imperial have an equivalent of this.
Yeah.
New.
If it's a non unique or is unique, isn't it? What's it?
Agent Callus.
Callus, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So for each named squadron get.
Yeah, maybe a discardable one. Die. Makes sense. Might not need to be 5 points. That's quite pricey for that.
I mean, it wouldn't be massively over. It'd be like overpowerful against TIE squadrons that are low hull.
I think
same. Any colour is kind of basically you're going to pick black, aren't you? So,
but this is almost the same as pods.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one's.
He's done it as well.
You need a lawyer, Adam.
Yeah.
It just takes up a different slot, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Pods does seem better.
And then he's got
someone stolen your idea.
He's got a third one as well. Demo title modification.
Well, demo doesn't need any help.
But this is
why is it called demo? Would it not be glad? Is this the actually?
It's a modification of the demolisher title.
Yeah.
So I think it's actually revisiting a topic that we covered a couple of episodes.
The old FAQ.
We did read these a while ago. It's just I've forgotten.
During your activation, if you use your front arc to attack, it can only be used after you execute a maneuver.
Ah, we've already spoke of this. Yes. Mm-hmm. So it needs another nerf. That's for sure.
Still,
and. Good, yeah, having forcing. We already said this as a modification, I believe.
But this is slightly different, isn't it? Because it came from a chap called Robert the first time. It's a few episodes ago now. Because the whole idea
wasn't just using the front arc, but the idea was you do an attack, you have to do one after your move, so you cannot.
That was the original one.
Because you can't move in on your turn, then your first next turn, and do a double arc again.
Yeah, this one's saying that you can. The front arc is only after you move, so you can't shoot.
Mm.
He said the idea is limit to front arc only, so two blacks and two reds, which is less chance of APT crit. Also means if you activate first and you're next to a ship, you can only use your side arc before moving, unless you're willing to bump and stay put. It makes it more risk worth.
I think so. I agree.
It would. Yeah, he's put points the same, so it makes it physically worse for the same points. Shows that it's a bit over the top.
You bump to do your last shot to probably finish it. You're stuck where you are. You don't get to escape. I think it would. It's a nerf that's needed. I don't necessarily even think it just needs to be the front arc. I just think
I think that's a good modification of it.
And then he makes the point on the offensive retrofit, limit it to medium and large ships only to stop flotillas from becoming more nuts, just like spamming one shot anti-squadron.
Flight. Yeah.
We have ordnance pods. Cool. You got your wish. Your card's basically created.
So, yeah. A lot of these are tapping right into
playtesters
that's about to come out. So thanks for your submissions, Adam. So now we move on to Matt King, who suggested an offensive retrofit. Reinforced prow. This ship does not receive a damage card. The first time, this ship's movement would cause it to overlap another ship. 3 points. Said, whilst the ramming move is mostly iconic to Hammerhead, it's a well-used tactic in the Star Wars universe and in history alike, ram ships, fire ships. The title card is fine. So yes, it could say takes no damage as well. I think he's referring to the Hammerhead title card,
Garrow Brown's Honor,
which is just...
It probably should have said not to take damage from it.
That would have been better. But I think the offensive retrofit, it does allow other ships to be deployed as ram ships, but still allows the Hammerhead to do what it should without killing itself. It's still going to get blown to pieces, Mike, which of course it will at short range.
It's super weak.
Could be worded a bit better. Was toying with the phrasing quite a bit. Also, this way, multiple hammerheads can take it, whereas the title card's only taken by one ship. Get that hammerhead for you, ready. I would like to see hammerheads get a bit more love, actually. Having played them at Nationals with Leia, I enjoyed playing with them, but yeah, they are pretty one-dimensional at the moment. Just whack that.
I'm just wondering, is there anything Wave 7 that improves them? I don't think so.
We'll get to that later, but
yeah
so this is very similar. This is very, very similar to a card.
Something called a hardened bulkhead.
Yeah, but the hardened bulkhead is literally...
large ship only as well.
Yeah. So it's got quite a different flavour to
it. That literally is. You never take damage from ramming if it's smaller than you, which is great. We'll get onto it again later.
Loving that card. He got ripped off there, so let us know how the court case goes, Matt. See how you get on. If you want any testimony, you'll have to subpoena us.
Disney's lawyers.
I can't be bothered. great. And then Ricky, so the last one we're going to cover.
Okay, so
the winner,
I guess this one really won because I think it is on a subject that's so controversial and hated by us. And it's from James Steed. Congratulations on winning.
Yay!
Your card was an offensive retrofit called Signal Jammer. That was very close, I guess, to the Flotilla version. It could be a Flotilla Cup grade card, if you think about it, but...
It could be, but no.
He's gone with offensive retrofit. So the Signal Jammer itself is a 1-5 distance.
We should say it's 6 points as well.
I just want to make the point before you get into it. His banter at the start, where he says, I didn't get a chance to play Ricky at London Masters. Hopefully I'll get a chance to play you guys at Cardiff or London Regionals and become famous as Victim X. Because none of you can be bothered to remember their names.
Uh-oh.
I forgot about that.
Shots fired.
Every name so far today.
Is he still the winner?
There's definitely going to be a thing where
you're going to have to start taking
You're going to meet one of these guys at the next tournament and you'll be like, oh, nice to meet you. And it's like, yeah, I wrote you an email a few weeks ago.
And then they'll reintroduce his name. We'll get to the tournament debrief on the next podcast, and they go, "Oh, I met a guy. I think he wrote it. No, I don't know. I've still forgotten his name. I still don't know his name. Let's call him Victim One." Anyway, sorry, we digress. Carry on with the winning entry.
Yeah. So we go from the top. Name: Signal Jammer. Points: 6 points. Offensive retrofit. At the end of the command phase, you may discard this card. Until the next command phase, no squadrons, friendly or opponents, at distance 1-5 of the ship may receive or send relay squadron commands. Oh. Now, I don't think this goes far enough, to be honest. This card, that should be like just exhaust. But okay, we got to balance it somewhere.
I think you could...
Relay needs some way to stop it.
I think you could make it an exhaust and reduce the distance 1-3.
You would just keep out of range. Wouldn't be very useful. Never get used. 1-5
would
really
limit. It would keep the relay away from a certain ship.
I
think it's fine as it is. Discard. It just
discard.
Because he says here, this provides a counter to relay spam for one crucial turn. From command.
This is what you want.
Effectively seeding the alpha strike. So it stops that. It stops using the relay for that alpha strike turn. It also maybe stops it on certain scenarios where you're going to use relay to jump...
Stuff in to
claim things or to claim tokens or to grab
You could do on the first
ship. Just anything alpha that you need a one turn.
Nothing's gonna stop relay jumping in to the zone, is it? There's nothing to
say. Because it's the end of the command phase, so you stop.
Yeah, but if you're at the zone in the beginning and then you jump in.
Yeah, they can be activated at the start, but then they can't activate stuff nearby.
But it is a great
idea. Maybe it doesn't do the Alpha Strike, actually. Maybe it only does stuff if they're already in place.
If they're already in play?
Yeah.
I think that's a lifesaver.
You're right, that's probably how it works.
How many times have you been in a situation where they've been relayed a million miles away?
Yeah.
And just kicked at you?
You've taken the hit for the first turn, and there's a shitload of squadrons, and they're miles away from their support.
Yeah, and they're just like, here's
and then they're
two
just relaying.
Relay.
Like, yeah,
relay.
Yeah.
Oh, Jendon, he gets to shoot again. Yeah. Oh, have another one. This is what you want.
It's interesting to note, actually, that basically, of what we had submitted there, they were pretty much all offensive retrofits and titles.
It's a very underused
A lot of offensive
slot.
Retrofit is, yeah.
Yeah.
And most of the stuff there is pretty terrible, quite overpointed.
We do have a few coming in.
Great. Anyway.
Congratulations.
Thanks for that. Yeah.
Yes.
Congratulations, James.
Thank you again.
Thanks for everybody who sent in entries and participated.
And we hope you win at the Liverpool.
Yeah, you have to win. You have to win.
You
are the champion.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, okay. So that's...
part one.
That's part one, those entries. So this week... we had a full spoil of Wave 7.
Yes.
Full reveal.
We have everything.
And Ricky's helpfully printed out all the cards. Are they in a particular order? They look like Imperial first.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, they're all they're separated. I did do a fairly decent job of putting them together. Yeah. Take your pick. It doesn't matter which one you
with. Let's go Imperial first.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not what I would have picked.
It's the superior. Right.
Given that we all just unlocked Thrawn and Chimera on Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes this week, let's go for the Thrawn and Chimera spoil.
So we've already seen the top of this page, right? So it's just Sovereign.
We've seen the ship. Reiterate on the Imperial Star Destroyer refits. Helpfully, this isn't black and white, so we can't see the colour of dice in the arcs.
You can tell.
Yeah, we don't need to necessarily go over that.
Everyone's seen those ones. Anyway.
Yeah, that's the Simdon refit and the Kuak refit.
Simoon.
And then we've done Thrawn before as well.
Yeah. The new one released, but the Sovereign was a.
Sovereign's a new title for ISD.
Cool. So
do you know they got three? You get three cards in the box.
Three of each.
That's good. Each upgrade.
Three of each base. So you can have three new ships.
Oh, yeah. So you can basically assume that
everyone's got amazing.
Two ISDs. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Does anybody know the little icon in the Sovereign and Chimera, which are the two new titles, are they the original ISD icons? Or are they...
I assume so.
Avenger and stuff like that on the Simoon and the Kuat.
They're all ISDs. Yeah.
It should be all be interchangeable. Yeah. But it's not a new type of ISD. I assume not.
It's just a different version, like A and B or whatever.
It's just a repaint of the same model you get in the box.
Great. I'm not saying that's lazy,
awesome.
But...
No, that's awesome because that increases the options for building exponentially because you get four different models times five different titles.
Yeah, it's the same.
Are we going to see this more often? It's the same. Possibly.
I hope so. I certainly hope so. All right, so Sovereign.
Sovereign, ISD title that we've been talking about. At the start of the ship phase, you may exhaust this card to discard one command token from up to three friendly ships at distance 1-5. If you do, each of those ships may gain one command token of any type. So that's pretty cool.
Mm. Or 4 points.
For 4 points, yeah, sorry. An Imperial only, obviously.
It's probably a title you would take if you're going multiple ISDs.
Yeah.
That's definitely exhaust one.
This card to discard.
Just to give you that sort of flexibility.
That's pretty crazy good with like
you could do
nets and all that stuff. Yeah, loading up your guys with tokens. Or...
I was like, oh, I don't need that one.
You could, I guess you could do it with a Tarkin fleet, so they all get tokens for free.
That's awesome.
Then you comset them all to the same dude anyway.
Nice combo. Because this is at the start of the ship phase. And when does Tarkin trigger?
Start the ship phase as well.
So you can trigger Tarkin first, give everybody the same token, then do this and swap them all for the tokens that they need individually.
Yeah.
But what does Tarkin give?
He gives them all the same, every ship.
Oh, I see. Same token.
Use this to give them all the tokens.
Tarkin might be good.
The problem with Tarkin is like his ships need different stuff each turn. There's rarely a turn where everybody needs the same.
So there's your Tarkin fix.
The same token.
He's an expensive, isn't he? Is he a 37
points? He's 38 points.
38 points.
That's too much.
He's a bit
too much. Even with
it opens up options, right?
So I could see those working together.
It's probably not super top. It's probably not top tier, is it? Let's be honest. you could just take loads of 2 point combos. What's that? Because Anti to just give them the tokens.
41 points of cards to do that? No.
But it's cool.
Plus, with Martin, you can have a flotilla as well.
Yeah.
Friendly games.
And then
cool in a pinch, and it's usable every turn, so you can use it.
Next one, we'll do the Chimera.
We've already got that one revealed though.
Let's go over it again.
It's the one that gives you the what do they call that slot? The leadership,
it's like fleet
support, fleet command.
The Pelter card. So that's pretty cool. Being able to gain the Pelter card icon in your upgrade bar. And it just states that you can only do it on ships that don't already have that upgrade.
Does that mean they're worth more points then? If you've discarded these cards, because they're still part of your ship.
And then it says you can discard, at the start of the command phase, you can discard one upgrade card you have equipped.
Are they all the same it with another points cost, or are they different point costs?
They are 6 and 5. So yeah, you could
So what? So if you could you go over the points cost?
You can go over your points cost, yeah.
Because if you start with the 5-1,
and then you could go up
and
to the
first
six.
Round. Whoa, I have 1 point bid that you saved.
No, not that you went over 6 points because you've still got the other one discarded.
Yeah, true.
So your sheep is worth more.
True.
Are you saying with a so if on 5 turns you just replace one every single turn and never ever used it or just replaced it? Would your ship increase by all those points? And then it died on turn 6. Would you get 30 extra points for the 5 things you cycled through? Yeah, I'm not 100% sure. Yeah.
Or if you just before you die, you replace it with a cheaper one.
Yeah. And that 1 point. And then, the 1 point gets your MOV. Like, gets you
sorry.
Gets you into the car or something.
It just becomes a rounding error in the end. Okay, cool. And then an interesting title. Which is the 7th Fleet Star Destroyer, and this is Star Destroyer only. So this goes on ISDs, VSDs, and Gladiators.
That's amazing. That's so good.
So while defending against an attack that targets your front hull zone, before you suffer damage, you may choose and exhaust a copy of this card on another friendly ship at 1-4 to reduce the total damage.
It's
by
a
one.
Hammerhead card.
For 5 points, yeah.
Like Antilles, you mean?
Yeah.
Antilles pushes the damage, doesn't it?
It does. This
Until
one actually
gives the damage.
It.
This just
I think it's still too expensive.
5 points is
it's
a
not
lot.
Just 5 points, is it? It's 10 at a minimum.
Yeah, true. And I guess it takes up title. Does it take up title slots? I assume it does.
It is a title, so yeah.
It's got a weird. It's got a different icon. A weird icon. So.
Yeah,
that's just Star Destroyer.
I'm assuming it takes up a title as well.
It's the same as the MC-80.
Is that Ourobash? Is it?
Yeah.
You just put it on a couple of VSDs.
You would. That's the only thing I can see it being because there's not really any titles worth taking in VSDs.
Yeah,
there?
And how many times is one damage going to save a VSD? Probably not.
I don't know. Over multiple VSDs.
Yeah.
Anything?
Because I mean, you could put it on a Gladiator, but then you replace the best card on the Gladiator. So
if you had like 4 VSDs or whatever, how many? And you're being peppered
VSDs,
by squadrons.
As many VSDs as you can
that's
get.
That's 3 damage from squadrons. You just cancel them once.
How many? If you just run VSDs with those cards and Motti.
How many VSDs did you take? 4's got to be the limit, right?
Yeah. VSDs. I took to the first ever Store Champ season, or second it would have been, but the first one I went to, I took 4 VSDs and demo.
Yeah.
And they were really stripped down.
So you could have that
no
on
squad-
all of them.
There was no squadrons.
So you could do
yeah, but that, four, that 25 yeah. points would probably mean I couldn't afford one of the ships.
Oh, even well, so.
Yeah, you without the...
I guess
I'd
drop demo and I'd drop some of the upgrades I had.
But what if you took 2 VSDs upgrades. And 2 gladiators?
That'd be cool.
Or 3 gladiators. They're cheaper?
Yeah.
It's a bit gimmicky, isn't it? But
it could be a thing. Yeah.
It could be cool.
Against smaller ships trying to pepper you with little shots, you could be a very tanky.
Yeah, I mean, even just using 2 or 3 of them, it'd probably be all right.
Yeah.
I mean, the bottom
4 or 5,
line is that
maybe too far.
You're not using Gazantes or whatever, which is
it'd be kind of cool if people are playing those big campaign battles. It'd be kind of cool for the Imperial side to have all those, like as many as they can get in there.
Yeah.
Just the VSD spam in the end.
That'd be amazing. Yeah.
No, I'm blocking this damage. I'm blocking this one.
You have to fight. Yeah.
Just wave upon wave.
Save
of VSD coming at you.
Damage a turn.
Those bomber waves. Yeah. Bomber squadrons coming in. Just like nah.
Cool. Okay, and then moving on to the squadrons that you get included with the Chimera.
So you get 2 of these, right?
Yeah, I believe
so. Let's hope you don't need to have multiples.
So it's the Mandalorian Gauntlet Fighter, which I believe is it the ship they introduced into X-Wing, like a wave or 3 ago?
Yeah, so it's from the Rebels TV show, I think.
So it's 4-speed and 7-hull. So that's pretty...
That's tanky.
Pretty nippy, pretty tanky. It has 2 blues and a black anti-squadron.
No. That's because the colours. I think it's 2 blues and a red.
Oh, 2 blues and a red.
Yeah.
And is
colour
that,
next time, Chris.
Sorry, is that 2 blues anti-ship?
The company's too cheap to do colour printing.
It is 2 blues anti-ship for that one, yes. Okay. And that one for the next one is a blue and a black.
Okay.
Okay.
So it has a rogue keyword, which we all know what that does. And it has assault, which is a new keyword. While attacking a ship, you may spend 1 die with a hit icon. If you do, the defender gains 1 raid token of your choice. So what do raid tokens do?
So raid token stops you from using that specific command that you apply the raid as. So if you put a concentrate fire token down, you can't concentrate fire until we clear it. And you clear it by just not spending your dial, or you spend token of the same type.
Discarding a dial, or
get rid of all of them.
Discarding the dial.
Discarding, if you discard your command dial, you don't get your command that turn, and you get rid of all your raid tokens.
Yeah,
or you can discard a token of that type to just get rid of a raid
to
token.
To do that command.
Which is why I guess Sovereign could be powerful.
I'm assuming you're allowed to spend
if raid is...
Do you think you can spend the raid token, or you spend your token before you refill your dial? Doesn't say an order.
It's probably after you reveal your dial, I would think.
Because then you'd still lose your dial.
But after you reveal your dial, you then decide what you do with your dial. You don't have to...
I'm assuming there'll be like clarifications within the rules that come with the ship.
Because the ship phase of activation is the first thing you do is you reveal your dial, then you declare whether that dial would be spent as a dial or as a token this turn. So I guess at that point you say, oh, this is my dial.
Yeah, but if you have that token, could you spend that token to clear the raid?
At that point in time, I think you probably would.
I would imagine you have to, because otherwise...
The timings don't work.
You may as well just discard your token, your dial.
Here's a question. Do you reckon you can stack them? So could you shoot somebody up with five Mandalorian Gauntlet fighters
and give them five squadron tokens?
Smash five squadron tokens onto your Varys. Good luck clearing those.
Because you just clear them all in one go.
Yeah, with a dial, but it would stop them from stripping them off.
I doubt you can have more than one at the same time.
Yeah,
I think they're all lit the same way as I don't know, but I'm assuming there'll be rules that come with it.
What's this going to do? Every Yavaris will have a token, so you might stop them doing one.
Yeah.
Good luck stopping them from doing the other two.
Sound really precious over your Yavaris.
Ain't nobody touching my Yavaris. There's plenty of other nerfs for it. It's
going to
be...
What are you talking about nerfing my Yavaris, son?
20 points, right?
And 20 points.
Which seems expensive.
So everyone's going to buy three Chimeras, right?
Loads of money for FFG.
So 4-7 is good. We said that, but the three dice on anti-squadron for 20 points is a little bit light, isn't it?
It's got two blues for anti-ship, so...
Yeah, it's rogue.
It doesn't have bomber.
And it's rogue. Rogue's what makes it cost them.
Rogue is good, but yeah, it doesn't have bomber. And it's not like amazing versus squadrons, really.
It's not there for that, though, is it?
So, it's two blues anti-ship.
Yeah.
So it's like a fire spray without bomber, but it has better speed, better health... And assault.
But it's more expensive.
You're getting assault, which could be strong. I don't know.
I guess we'll see how strong assault is.
Let's see how much raid affects the game.
I think the unique that you get with it. So we'll move on to Gar Saxon. So his same stats, same keywords, but his special ability, when an enemy squadron with intel or relay at distance 1 activates, it suffers 1 damage.
Nice.
So that's pretty key.
You team him up with... Boba Fett.
I mean,
2 damage straight away for doing nothing.
Theoretically, it's key. And it's cool against Jan, because Intel, she's only got 4 damage and she takes
that's
damage.
Hurt.
She can't brace it, she just takes it.
So if you did him in Mauler,
VX.
Against who gives a fuck? They've got 8 relay. Health. Yeah.
Oh, I'm actually. Down to 7 health. Oh, you really. You really shit me up there.
And plus,
he does have a brace token as well. One brace token.
Yeah, 23 points.
23 points.
Sorry. You don't have to activate a squadron, right? You could choose not to activate it.
You can just move its dial instead of activating it, yeah. I think.
So you don't take the damage?
In the squadron phase at the end.
I know, because it activates. So I'm assuming you have to activate it.
You just do nothing with it.
So if
you haven't got intel, if you can't move it.
No, but I think activating it.
But then you just don't. Is it mandatory to activate?
Yeah, because you must have to.
I mean,
I assume
move
so.
The slider.
Maybe. It's not really been an issue.
I assume that would be counting as an activation.
I mean, let's be honest. It seems good, but when you compare it to Maul and Mithil, who just has to move next to you, and you don't have to be specifically intel or relay, it's quite narrow. I mean, it might come to a point where it can counter. It can counter those Jan.
If you're going to take
VX
5
lists,
somehow
you may as well take him along. If you're going to take a load of them anyway, he's 3 points more.
Yeah,
you know,
I look forward to trying him out because he's a cool character.
They're tanky, they're rogue. You could have them going around behind.
Yeah,
you could pop a flotilla with two
two crits relatively quickly.
Mm.
If you've got Sloan in your fleet as well, you get to reroll crits.
I don't know.
You don't necessarily have to make use of assault every time.
I think that special is cool, like you say, but it does suffer from the fact that the intel ships, while low health and you want to pop those, the relay ships are largely going to be unaffected because they're just chunky beasts.
I mean, even the shuttles are safe, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But you can...
So then, moving on, we have
Vader.
We have another jewel upgrade, which is the gunnery team or offensive retrofit slot. So Darth Vader.
This one's quite cool.
When you reveal a command, you may discard a squadron dial or token and this card to choose one enemy ship at close range. Choose and discard one non-unique... one non...
Admiral, isn't it?
Non-admiral upgrade.
Any other card.
Card equipped to that ship. So you basically... Wow.
Titles?
I love the fact that, like, he can chop down Ravus Antilles with his lightsaber. Or, like, Akbar or the Donna just goes, don't think so.
Don't want you to break the game here.
I'm a little bit... I think I find him a little bit harder than all those crew cards.
God, very cool. Would have been to get 40 points from just murdering your admiral.
Or kill Motti, and then all the fleet dies because now they're no longer...
Yeah, they're on one health.
Ah, I had that... Well, I didn't have that the other week, but I had first time I had a double kill off killing the admiral and something
else around
the board popped, and I was like, yes!
This is the third Darth Vader, isn't it? Because
it is the third. They really love Darth Vader.
Yeah.
They've got the cool picture of just the silhouette of him with the massive lightsaber.
It's from Rogue One.
He's just chopping
everyone.
The absolute fuck out of everyone.
I just think it
makes sense to go with the NCC-5.
It's kind of funny how scary it is. You can scare the title off a ship.
You can scare the monster.
It's not...
It's like, there goes the monitor!
Sorry, we talked about this before. He carves it off the side.
It was just stood out on the side of the ship.
His boarding pod crashes through the writing on the side of the ship.
What are we? What are we anymore? A virus? What do we do?
Yeah, that does nothing. What do you think on him? I think he's awesome.
He's cheap.
I think he's cool.
I mean, he takes two slots.
It's just two key slots, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are there any ships that you can...
You wouldn't take
chuck.
The only one you took on with Avenger, and Avenger's got bored and...
Can you chuck him on any cheap ships and just, like, Exocet missile them at somebody to strip off Demolisher off somebody?
You can chuck it on a Hammerhead who was on the other side.
Do they fit on Architens?
I don't think they have gunnery teams, do they? Weapons teams.
Raider? So. Raider's got gunnery teams. Does it have an offensive slot? Don't think so.
Offensive retrofit.
Maybe. Go on to the next one while we
look. We'll go on, yeah. You look that up, Matt. So, next one is Taskmaster Grint, who I think he's like a kind of fat, snivelly guy. He's akin to like the, what they call the bully chumps out of Harry Potter from Slytherin. I think he's the guy from Rebels, like one of the incompetent officers in Series 1. Yeah, kind of like the bully guy. Anyway, I digress.
I have no idea.
After deploying fleets, choose and place one command token on this card. When you reveal a command token matching that token, you may gain one matching command token without spending the command dial. 5 points, Imperial only.
Is this every time?
Effectively, yes. So that's whenever you... At the start of the game, you choose one command. Whenever you take that as your dial, you get the token for free. So he's like Ravus Antilles, but...
You don't discard ever, you just always get that token.
Yeah, but only for that command. So he's like Ravus Antilles, but only
repair.
For that command.
So every time someone repairs, they get a free token.
So Ravus Antilles does it for every command, whatever command.
But he does it for every ship. Just the ship he's on.
He's two points cheaper, but if you put him on a ship that's only ever going to spam one command anyway, that had like engine techs or something.
He teams well with that other ship that lets you swap them around, doesn't he?
Yeah. So yeah, it's for you a few little combos.
Yeah, that's quite cool.
Have you?
I guess it's because they did need to add.
I think he's cool because Ravus Antilles is cool.
He is great.
It's
only taken them how many waves to add an Imperial version?
No, because there's Wolfie Lara.
Wolfie
Lara.
Wolfie
Lara.
He's hold on to the token.
Yeah,
I quite like him, but only for ships that you want to spam a specific command on, obviously. Although maybe he is it only reveal a command. Would that trigger with Thrawn?
Oh, what, his extra command? Yeah, I guess so. Wait, so you get two tokens?
You gain the dial. So you reveal...
So you could take two different tokens in a turn?
I think you can.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. some interesting combos for lots of... Thrawn. Do you need that many tokens, though?
Yeah, probably not.
I like the next one.
You can trigger all the liaison things in, you know, the web that let you swap them all over as well, plus the title. You could just be like, whatever tokens you want, whenever.
Who needs
you want.
What? Okay, here you go.
Did you find an answer on the raider?
Yeah, so it fits on the raider.
So you could spam raiders.
You can chuck Vader on a cheap raid. Vader, that crappy Destiny. archetype.
We already talked about this. I'm having flashbacks.
Vader Tusken Raider.
We already had this.
Vader Raider.
Yeah.
Raider's been. Vader got announced previously for some reason.
I think we must have discussed that before. Yeah. It's definitely.
So you could just fire him at somebody.
Yeah, it's never going to make it there.
Fire him at the Yavaris.
Yeah, because a raider will survive.
put ordnance pods on it. No, you can't actually, can you? Medium or large.
You know, what you can do with a raider now, though, is really pimp them out to take on squadrons, like, massively. There's so many squadron upgrades now.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the next one.
Right. So, Instructor Goran? Is that the right correct pronunciation?
It's Goran.
Goran.
I like this card. This sounds
It's got a really cool card art as well.
Yeah. It's like a Y-Wing taking some beats from...
X-Wings.
Taking some shots from some ties.
Okay. It's like the X-Wing shooting in there.
So while a friendly non-heavy squadron is at distance 1 to 2, it has counter 1 or increases its counter value by 1. That's pretty cool.
7 points.
Interceptors with counter 5.
And a reroll.
And a reroll. I'm not sure anyone's ever...
That's Dengar. That's anyone wondering. That's Dengar and Howlrunner and Instructor Goran.
Yeah.
So would that be what do interceptors have? They have 4, so they do more on counter than they do on their main. I guess Howlrunner would do the same on the main. They do the same main as this.
Yeah.
But that also then puts counter 2 on Dengar himself.
He doesn't have counter.
He does then.
He would then, and then he has swarm. I think so. Howlrunner would.
So he'd get 2.
Give him an extra one. Yeah.
Counter 2 at a minimum. Counter 3 on her, isn't it?
Before? She doesn't give herself...
No, so it's counter 3.
She would get counter 1 from Dengar plus 1 from Goran, I think. She'd have counter.
She already has counter, doesn't she?
No, she's a TIE fighter.
Okay. Yeah. Well, still.
There's a lot of counter. Yeah.
So,
too much counter there.
Aside from... Well, no. Is there too much?
Is there too much?
Well, we hate squadrons, don't we?
Interceptors are only 3, so they're easy to kill.
Yeah.
You can one shot.
You're going to lose 10 num.
but basically, with the range restrictions on this, is this going to require you bubble wrapping all your stuff?
I guess so. It's very defensive, isn't it?
Yeah.
A cool upgrade, though.
It seems a little expensive to make it permanent tier 1.
I feel they don't like
work in the odd build.
I'm not sure they like squadrons in Wave 7.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hate towards squadrons.
Next one, then.
I feel like I'd run that with my Phantom Swarm, right?
Yeah. What? So you get counter one on
Phantoms and Dengar. It would go well with a little fighter unit, right? Like as a little defensive fighter.
Yeah, a small defensive one.
A certain ship, and then your ships are doing all the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
Keeping them close, just to...
Any more thoughts on that?
No.
Situational.
Strategic advisor is the next one.
That's
large. This is the meta changer, right? But it's unique only, which is what we revealed from this. So it looks like a kind of predator. Do you think that guy looks like Predator?
Yeah,
definitely. Like they've just taken.
Isn't that?
They just
what's his name? Plo or something?
Plo Koon.
Plo Koon.
It's interesting. The Clone
Wars. We don't have many unique
like non-named uniques.
Non-named uniques,
He's just generic, whatever the race that Plo Koon is from, or predators. He's a generic predator.
Little baby strategic.
He's a very powerful predator.
He's generic.
Mr. and Mrs. Advisor.
Predators. You're only ever allowed one, or they get competitive and kill each other because they want the credit for the
To be friend. Fair, I would have liked to have seen this as not
But it would have unique. Been crazy. Let's cover it. It's large ship only. It's 4 points. It's a crew slot, officer slot, right?
Yeah. Officer slot, yeah.
When it is your turn to activate, your means player in this case.
Yeah, not the ship.
Not the ship. You may exhaust this card to pass your turn. Your opponent activates a ship instead.
It's a free flotilla.
So, 4.2. I think the way this is intended as written is Ricky goes, activates a ship. I go, and instead I tap it, and then Ricky goes again, and he does ship.
Yeah. But
the way it reads in the brackets, because they like to clarify things and then fuck it up with the way it reads, is your opponent activates a ship instead. So the way that that reads, literally, is Ricky goes, it's my go, I tap a ship and say, instead of me, you have to activate. You then activate, then it's your go again. So you activate again.
And so I get three. No.
It's clearly not meant to be that. It's clearly not meant to be that, but that helpful clarifying bracket.
But yes.
Does not maybe. Actually clarify. It makes it.
Yeah.
it doesn't clarify. It makes it makes it.
That would be ridiculous.
That makes it worth two flotillas?
I wonder.
Yeah. You have to do three ships in a row. It clearly isn't, but it's ridiculous.
Although I could see the benefit of that.
I wonder if that clarification was to get around the wording that you wouldn't just strategic advisor each turn, so you can't double up.
Why is what stopping
there's nothing stopping you from doing
yeah.
that?
No, because your opponent activates the ship instead.
Yeah, and then they could say, oh, it's now my turn to activate. I'll now exhaust my strategic advisor.
No, but that's...
Yeah.
I feel like...
It needs some clarification, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does need some
clarification. Get in the TO right now.
How would that happen? That just because if both people have got, if they become really meta, does it just go?
It is going to be.
Should we both just tap our the first player goes? Should we just both tap our strategic advisors and then I'll go and we'll carry on with a turn as normal?
I could see you wanted to wait for a specific time. To I guess
the theory behind it is great, right? Because it makes large ships viable again. You don't have to take extra activation,
or it gives you an extra activation for 4 points on top of your already five or six squadron flotillas. Ben's list is now six activations.
Yeah, that is for the scene. Although he loses Wolf.
He just loses bomber command, the second one he has.
No, because it's large ship only.
Oh, you'd have to lose Wolf.
Yeah, you'd have to lose Wolf for that one. You have to put it on the ISD. Still.
Or put it on a flotilla that can give out the token anyway or whatever.
So, it's quite bananas, right?
Yeah.
We'll see where we end up on that.
I can see it.
I don't want to say that it's incredible or that it's meta-breaking, but it clearly is going
to
be a...
If you play Rebels only, you're going to have to buy...
Does it not come with Profundity?
Doesn't look like it.
Oh, FFG.
Yeah. Luckily, we have
most people play both, or can borrow because it's unique. You only ever need one, so you
and everyone's going to have it in every single list from here on out.
your
except mine because mine doesn't have any ships. I have to change this.
And your 10 flotilla list, like that's not going to work in that.
No, I don't think you need it at 10.
Let's move on.
Early warning system.
Defensive retrofit.
This one I like. At the start of each ship phase, you may choose one of your hull zones and mark it with a shaft token. Until the end of the round, while a ship or squadron is attacking that hull zone, the attack is obstructed. After the stasis phase, remove that shaft token. So say shaft, is it?
I think it's chaff.
Chaff. Yeah.
It's probably chaff. Not chafe.
Chafe. It's going to chafe if you're going to...
I'm pretty sure it's chaff.
It's chaff.
7 points.
So, yeah, anti-alpha strike, there you go. Unless you can reach the side of the arc, because then you don't need to worry.
Yeah, so this is only on a specific arc.
Yeah.
Which is good if you know that they can't...
If they can't move
and shoot. So
if you've got no shields on that arc, that would be really cool.
I guess it's...
Yeah, so you're forcing them to go into the arcs with shields.
Yeah.
I guess it's best, early on when they're coming into range. Like, if it's...
If they can only just about reach one arc.
If it's, you're rushing alpha striking stuff and,
Or you could direct them into, a horrible arc.
And you could mark the other ones with squadrons. You could just dump a squadron in each, so unless they force them to put intel in order to...
This is more anti-heat. Anti-Yavaris stuff.
It's anti-bomber.
It's anti-squadron, which is good. It's what they wanted or needed to change.
But it's not overpowered. It's not saying every shot is obstructed on this ship.
It's hard to get those B-wings around the side.
But to be fair, you could still, with all that B-wing...
B-wing can still shoot through it.
You could still chew through this on
I'll lose the blue, I'll take the black. Yeah,
you could still totally go through
a ship. You're not going to take them down so quickly, but...
I do think it's a bit expensive, but I think it's great if you've got a home one or something like that you know is vulnerable to that alpha strike.
Hmm.
It does.
It's an upgrade for
pad you out there a little bit. Although it takes up the ECM slot.
You get two ECM slots on a MC-80.
On the expensive one.
Well, not two ECM slots. You get two...
Two defensive rest slots,
You can have your ECMs and your early warning system. But, I don't know, I'd rather take reinforced doors.
Yeah.
Cheaper reinforced blast doors.
Yeah.
But you've got to survive then. You've got to survive. So it's difficult, isn't it? Because you've got to survive the whole time.
I've got some ideas for a list that I really needed to live. So, I don't know.
As opposed to the list where everything dies, I think.
No, but it needs to specifically live for longer.
I know what you're saying.
I think it's good. I think it's hard to balance points in a matter. I do wonder if it'd be if we had like a system where they released point changes for like tournaments and stuff, like little changes.
It's getting complicated. Your FAQ is going to grow.
No, because it'd just be a card list. They've done it in another system. It'd just be a card list and just have the revised like tournament point.
I heard like the X-Wings FAQ is like a book now.
Probably is.
The Destiny ones, they have different formats, don't they? Have you seen those?
So they have different play styles now, up-to-date versions.
They have three different formats, and we don't need to go into details, but the interesting thing they have is each format has its own document, which includes all the errata for the cards that are in that format, so you don't have to wade through all the paperwork, which is good. But the interesting point I wanted to make was they adjust points costs for certain cards in that format, specific to that format.
So you have to stick little stickers on your cards.
Some cards cost more or less in different formats, depending on what card pool is there and how broken they are, how overpowered they are.
Great. That's some good playtesting.
So,
but I just think it's difficult because you've got to balance all future cards with that card. But if you had a list where you could just say, we think, based on this, this is now cheaper or more expensive. Yeah.
Well, one thing we can say about Armada, there's not a math like power creep. Is there a power creep in Armada? It doesn't feel that way.
No.
It just feels like other options.
The other thing with these is difficult is because they're specific to certain slots. Like anything you put in weapons teams has to compete with gunnery teams. Mm. So not only does it have to be like good, like well pointed and valuable, it has to be better than the Order of Experts or gunnery teams.
I don't know if they're really pushing.
And the other difficulty, like you said, Matt, is you have to balance it against current ships because some things are crazy good on some ships but terrible on other ships.
Mm.
And they have the same points for the same ships.
Yeah.
Go back to the GW model where you have the army lists and putting a rocket on a truck is less expensive than putting it on a tank thing. Yeah, or a dude or whatever. But you don't really want to go there because that's like... You need books to carry down, like you said.
Codex system. So the early warning system should be cheaper on smaller ships.
Exactly.
That would be too much of a hassle there.
So it could be something they could think about later on.
I don't know. It's just funny. Like, how do they arrive?
You're going to get spammed with smaller ships.
How do they arrive at these numbers? I guess it's through. Well, I would like to say it's through careful playtesting, but I imagine...
it seems a 7, doesn't it?
I imagine.
But Demolisher got through careful playtesting.
Well, they get a D10 out when they're designing an upgrade. 6, sounds about right. Put that down. 4, sounds about right. Let's put that down.
Oh, dear.
I don't know. They probably...
FFG are listening. Could you let us know?
I'd like to say you don't give them enough credit, but Demolisher made it through, so...
That was an early wave, though. I don't think they were thinking of...
Maybe they rolled a 1 for Demolisher and went, nah, come on. Let's roll 2 and pick the highest. Anyway, right, next, hardened bulkheads.
I think you mean reinforced prow, don't you?
Reinforced prow, yeah.
This is the Matt King controversy.
Yeah.
We got Disney's lawyers.
This is the lawsuit cut.
Large ship on this one.
More large ship love.
Yeah, it needs it. When you overlap a ship or of a smaller size class or are overlapped by a ship of a smaller size class, deal 1 fewer face down damage cards to your ship.
So effectively,
you're invulnerable.
By smaller size class, it means medium
or small. And
it's an offensive retrofit, which is great because
there's not many
competition.
Not many worth taking.
Apart from our competition entries, where they're all offensive, and it's 5 points.
Yeah.
What do you think of this, guys?
Love it for our MC80 with ancient techs.
Fucking awesome.
You're just a ramming machine, man.
The number of times as well in tournaments or in important games.
How many times
you ram out an ISD? I know it seems like...
What was that game I played to you and why my MC-80 with engine techs? It took out like 2 or 3 of your ships in one go.
Yeah.
From just ramming and then blowing.
I feel like a common tactic as well is when you're against an MC-80, you want to bump it there to keep it there.
Yeah, but this would then...
But this would, like, negate a few points of damage.
You certainly wouldn't engine tech against it, would you?
No.
The other thing I like about this is it only deals one fewer face down. So yeah. Grail's Honor still hammers it.
How often have you seen someone use it? I've never seen
it. No, I know. But
I've never played anyone.
It makes the specific ramming title.
Yeah.
It doesn't invalidate it, which I think is quite cool. It's a very minor point.
For 5 points, I think you're going to see it. You're going to see it quite a lot.
Like I was going to say, like, I think in Nationals, I think I bumped out a guy's ISD. Daniil's ISD right at the end. I shot him and he was on 1 point and I just bumped him with a hammer. So stuff like this would stop that.
What did you bump
him
with though?
Just like a hammerhead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can't do that anymore.
Right. Before he activated as well. So he lost a shitload of firepower back, return fire. So yeah, I think it's really cool. I'm going to be trying it for sure.
Yeah.
It's
a good defensive card.
And it lets you use them aggressively as well. Like just chuck your big ship in there. Maybe we are overestimating a bit because I guess it's countering a specific thing.
It's some big ship, love. You know, we're going to see it. It's not something that's just going to be rare.
Yeah.
I definitely want to try it.
An offensive, like we say, if it was like a defensive retrofit or something, it might not see much play.
Three MC-80s all
for
with it?
Offensive, it might see a bit more play.
Three engine-teched MC-80s all with the... Loads of ramen.
I look forward to seeing it on the table, Ricky. And by look forward, I mean I don't look forward to seeing it on
I'll
the table.
I'll be on another table.
I look forward to seeing
I'll
it
go to other
from a distance.
Yeah.
Not opposite me, please.
But when we have to play the tournament and we all have to play other people's lists...
Oh, yeah, definitely going
to get
that.
Want
yeah.
to chuck in.
Thanks.
Next, then. Let's get through
yeah.
this. Captain Brunson. Crew, unique... While defending at distance 1 to 2 of an obstacle, during the spend defense token step, you may exhaust this card to choose and cancel one attack die. Imperial only, 5 points.
What is she doing? Moving it?
I think she's hiding. She's carefully manoeuvring the angle of attack.
Powers, yeah.
She's carefully manoeuvring the angle of attack of the ship so that the obstacle covers a little bit of the fire.
Yeah, so it's like a free evade token, essentially, isn't it?
A free long range. At long range.
Because
it cancels the attack die. Like evade token at short.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Would do nothing.
It's a free evade token.
It's a free maximum max power evade token.
So stacking that with 7th Fleet, that's 2 dice. Right?
Yeah, and it's an attack die, so you can cancel an APT die.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. Which is amazing.
Well, then, yeah.
It just needs you to be
or
within...
A double hit or a salvation crit.
It needs you to be in range of obstacles, so maybe the interdictor is going to be more important.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what, I'm definitely spending 107 points to activate my 5-point crew card. That's definitely worth it.
Or that objective where you have to move all the obstacles now. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool. It opens up some maybe more casual... tiers, but it does open up some cool options.
She's not going to get used.
What?
It's too
not a top tier, I don't think.
Too situational.
But,
yeah,
really.
No,
I think because you can place.
I think on a large
hard obstacles
on a large ship, you can see you can be near a lot of obstacles.
I don't know.
I think because you're cancelling that attack die, you taking away those crits is amazing. Taking away APT crits, stuff like that is really really good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hard cancel.
Yeah. Hard cancel of a die
once.
Exhaust.
Around.
And you can't accuracy it.
What's the card that lets you reset? Oh, the Interdictor.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Wait, does the Interdictor let you do Strategic Advisor twice?
I think Interdictor is...
It resets a card, right?
Yeah.
An exhausted card?
Oh, that'd be amazing. Look it up.
No.
Please bear with
look
us
it up, Matt.
While we...
Right. Intensify firepower.
We've spoke of this one before.
It's
quite
unique.
It's
a ship one. Just to recap it, it's got the same triggers. You can discard it or spend a concentrate firepower token. So it was the missing one because we had the three other orders before.
Get to turn it to a crit.
It may change one die to a face with with a hit.
Sorry.
And no other icon. So you just turn a blank to a hit for each friendly ship.
You couldn't do it on the Interdictor, obviously, because it's Interdictor is a medium base.
So that's why they did it?
That's why it doesn't work.
Okay.
I mean, you... Like,
no, it's not a large ship.
No, sorry. Strategic Advisor.
Ah, right.
You can
double
Captain Bronson.
Well, that's quite cool. You can make a really tanky Interdictor.
Yeah.
Because that's what you need.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Give them Sundays.
Yeah, stuff. That might have a bit of, like, say, not top tier, but in a bit of fun, like store champs or something. It might have a bit of mileage. You could have the Imperial
on
Interdictors aren't Star Destroyers, are they?
No.
No.
That's a shame.
But Gladiators are.
Yeah, you could have, and yeah. You could have.
I said no so flippantly, but.
Pretty sure it's not.
I'm pretty sure it's not, because I'd have been more excited.
It doesn't say Interdictor, just like Star Destroyer.
What do they call them? Yeah, they just call them Interdictors.
Yeah, fine. Cool. So we got a bit muddled there. So Interdictor doesn't trigger with Strategic Advisor, thankfully, because that would be crazy.
Yeah, because it's only a medium ship.
Intensify firepower, just to finish up. It lets you, each friendly ship is attacking a ship. It may change one die to a face with one hit and no other icon.
It's a nice one for lots of small ships.
It's kind of a bit like Vader, isn't it, really? The similar Vader effect. Like, it does one thing for lots of ships.
I could see it probably going well with lots of Corvettes. Mm.
I find these things quite difficult with timing the firepower stuff, because it's very rare that you're going to have all the ships in range and shooting the same turn. Often you're staggering, or you're only getting one or two in range, so you're maybe not getting the maximum.
Some red-ranged Corvettes with laser reroutes, you're hitting both. Like, you're guaranteed three damage.
Yeah.
Three damage every ship.
It's really unlikely that you'd ever really need it, though, because you're unlikely to roll two blanks. You roll something.
Yeah.
You'll just flip the other one into a double.
That's true.
Whatever you roll.
It helps. But at least you're guaranteeing it.
Yeah. It might help for, like,
as on both
arms. Hammerhead fleets or something like that, where you're hitting stuff simultaneously. Or
you can only use,
fleets, maybe. I don't know.
Reroute only works once, though, doesn't it?
Because
you use
off it,
So, you get two arcs, you can...
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm not sure it's a really impactful card, but it'd be fun to try. It levels
it's not
going to
replace all fighters for
You'd
me.
You'd have to take Pelter, though.
Pelter only has one
In that TRC fleet, you'd have to take a Pelter, which is not great.
Pelter is a top tier...
It's not a Pelter fleet, though, is it, really? It's an Alpha Strike fighter fleet that has a Pelter hiding at the back. All right.
Good.
Let's move on.
Was there any other Pelters at the Nationals except mine? It was the only one.
It wasn't a Pelter list. It wasn't a list focused around Pelter.
The Pelter ship had my commander on, and it was the most expensive ship.
It wasn't doing the heavy lifting.
It was absolutely.
But hypothetically, if Vader was to strip one title off a ship,
it's going to be your Forest.
Right.
Or it's going to be Demo.
No, but I mean, in your list.
Or Avenger. Like,
it'd be indicative of which is the most important ship if losing the title.
I can't see it. A Raider
anyway,
coming in.
We should move on.
Let's move on to Rebels. So, again, we've done the ships before.
We've done the Profundity.
And
we've done the Raddus title.
I mean, it's worth just very briefly revisiting, in light of everything else. And there was an article today on Raddus. Somebody wrote on the website.
Ooh.
Don't know if you guys managed to catch that.
I briefly went over it.
It's like, there was a player.
Can I get your ship out again?
No, it was a guy.
They got hold of someone from
the blog. I don't think it was the Cannot Get Your Ship Out blog. It was a different blog.
Yeah. Another one of them doing their a good thing for the community of getting real players.
Yeah.
For content, it's so easy.
We just slide them off, probably.
They don't know.
Or say something stupid.
No, they were like, should we ask like comms noise guys for articles, roll a d10? Zero. No, okay.
the article was around just using, fairly obviously, just loading up an MC-80 or an MC-80 Liberty and chucking at that in with Raddus, just right in the flank or something.
Why would you chuck an MC-80 Liberty in when you could chuck in...
Or a normal MC-80. It was Defiance.
The Ordnance Cruiser is an absolute beast.
Mm.
I don't see why you would chuck in anything but an Ordnance Cruiser. The thing's going to hit like a truck. It's going to hit a lot harder than it is.
Didn't Ben make the point, though, that the shots from it are only one dice more than an MC-30 or something? And
but
it's
it takes
100
a hell of a lot more of a hit.
60.
It may be so, but it doesn't have 9 health. It's got a lot more shield. It's got 2 ordnance slots. You know, do you take the expanded launchers on it?
I think it was more the point was the is Defiance. I think the builds he had Defiance, leading shots,
but you're going to use it before that ship moves properly, so the Defiance might not do anything.
Maybe, maybe not. And then there was a limited gunnery team, so you're getting two shots because you've got gunnery teams. Anyway, that was a one possible use of it. What do you guys... Do you think this is game-breaking, Raddus? Raddus bombs?
No.
I don't know.
I think there'll be a lot.
Yeah, I think whenever a new wave comes out with a card that
I really want to try
changes the mechanics so much.
A lot of people.
I'm very keen to try it.
Because the other point that this guy made in the article, which is a good point, is it makes objectives where everybody deploys first a little bit less valid.
Mm.
Because and you're negating activation, you're negating deployment advantage because you're saying, well, my 160 point ship
isn't here.
You're not going to see where it's coming down.
No. Yeah.
You're not going to. I don't care if you out activate me and you out deploy me, because all I need to do is chuck the hammerhead that Raddus is sitting on near something, and then you're going to get 160 points in your face of geared up.
What I can't wait to see though is people trying to rush you with a small ship and only a small ship, and you just wipe it out before they can deploy.
There's going to be some tricky judgments.
Well, they can't, because if it dies in a turn, you can't deploy your ship until after. It's already in the FAQ that if you're board wiped, you can't bring it in.
Yeah, yeah, but I just don't think anyone's going to be ballsy enough to...
It doesn't have to be this ship, it can just be our friendly ship,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I can't kill the ship that Raddus is on and wipe it.
Well, if it's... the only ship on the board ready to drop Raddus in, then it's game over.
I don't know. We'll see. There's definitely going to be some fun builds.
Yeah, they'll be fun.
Coming out of Raddus.
Can't wait to try it.
Covered Profundity as well.
Yeah.
Did we?
Yeah, so that's basically Raddus's ability restricted to a small ship with a command value of 1, kind of. Which is kind of a cool thing. It's really flavorful because it's like dropping the Corvette out of...
It's dropping... The Corvette with Leia.
But what you're going to see is you're going to drop like the Ordnance Cruiser, and then the Ordnance Cruiser is going to drop a Hammerhead.
It's like Russian doll.
My idea was I was going to put the hangars, rapid launch base, and I was going to drop some B-wings.
Yeah.
That's in the article actually. Rapid launch bay B-wings with Defiance.
You stole my idea.
Right.
Lawyers. Get the lawyers on the case again.
God, so many lawyers.
Like
so much
lawyer litigation. This. They're going to make a fortune out of
it. So you've got your MC-75, you've got your Hammerhead, you've got your two B-wings. It's probably a dead MC. That's probably a dead IST.
I tell you what, Ricky, I'm looking forward to seeing that on the table. From a distance, whilst not being on the receiving end.
Oh god! No, it sounds cool. Right. Like there's so many possibilities with this speed. Right, should we move on?
Okay.
Yep. Some Mon Calamari Exodus fleet. So it's a title, MC only title.
Any MC ship.
So that's pretty cool. And it's an engineering command. You may choose and exhaust another copy of this card on a friendly ship. Distance 1-4. If you do, gain 2 additional engineering points.
It's going
to
make a very tanky.
Yeah, so
it costs you 5 points.
Costs you 10 points.
Yeah,
and that's effectively a shield, which is 1 damage, which is effectively the same as the Imperial title, which does. But the Imperial title negates it. This helps you to put it back on.
So if you took that other card that adds 1, you took the Yavara ship.
It is a title slot, isn't it? I don't know. Yeah, it's cool.
You could reach 10 engineering points a turn.
I mean, you could. But
plus protection experts, you could have.
Do you think that makes that viable, that fleet? Because lots of people have tried that and it isn't quite... It's cool and it's fun, but it isn't really tournament viable.
I don't know if you could survive long enough. Like, you have to... Because you have to be alive long enough to pull it off over multiple turns. You know, the 10 engineering is great, so yeah.
You just lose those other titles that you probably want.
Defiance, Home One.
Yeah.
Admonition. There's a lot of good MC titles out there.
And the next one, Aspiration. I think it looks like
super kind tanky of a
cool title. So when you deploy this ship, you may move shields to up to 2 of your hull zones from your other hull zones. If you do, the number of shields in a zone cannot exceed a maximum of 6. You cannot recover shields while any hull zone is greater than maximum shield value. So I think that's a cool little title.
It's the first thing to reach 6.
Yeah, first thing to reach 6. That's why they made those dials.
Yay!
And it's for 3 points. So I guess. And
so what does it look like? We could move two from the back to the front, so we'll have a really.
Well, I guess if you read us in, or if you read us in your MC75, you angle it, and then you just move all the shields off those two holes and that the front. Aren't facing it to the
or side
to that.
But no, you'd want a double arc, so that seems.
And yeah, no, but you may move shields to so you can just deploy like that, and then move those shields to there, and then boom.
Good radio.
Mm.
Yeah,
pointing at the diagram.
So I was just saying you can.
I don't know,
because you can move the shields to the two holes ends that you need.
If I'm dropping in an MC75, I'm taking profundity.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't see why you would take.
I don't know. Aspiration. No, it seems cool. Yeah. It seems cool.
But we're finally going to get to use the six.
Exactly. Yeah.
Six. Above, yeah.
And the five. The six and the five on the dial.
And then we got some more cool little cards covered in.
Wide area barrage.
Ooh.
Oh, this has been revealed already.
This,
as
is,
well,
this is an ordnance slot, 2 points, so it's pretty cheap. But again, it's got to compete with APTs.
Yeah.
Black crit. If the defender is a ship, choose one other ship or squadron at close range of the defender. That ship or squadron suffers damage equal to half of the total number of black hit icons in your attack pool, rounded up.
I think it's really good.
So, see, what I was thinking is like the ordnance cruiser with expanded. Whatever it's called.
And
you could one-shot a flotilla just close by.
Because you can't spend defense tokens, because you suffer damage, it's not an attack, so you can't spend defense tokens. So you can do it to Shara as well. Shara, you Tycho, could kill her.
Yeah.
Those annoying aces, or
straight up dead.
Mauler, or Power, all the kind of evade scatter aces.
You need seven blacks to do it then, so that's pretty hard to put. To kill a flotilla.
Yeah. Or
eight if you wanted to kill Motti. It's pretty tough, actually.
That would be quite a lot. You'd have to roll seven black dice and score hits with all of those.
With all of them, yeah.
That would be quite
a lot. You get rerolls,
like,
but...
I trust in Ben, you know. I have faith in his ability to roll
dice. Yeah, Ben could roll it, for sure. Like, no problem. I mean, I think it's cool, because then you could... you could get, like, Shara or Tycho down to one or two damage and then more or something to finish them off.
I think it's going to be seen on ships that, like, when they got no squadrons, it's just, you may as well.
Yeah.
For 2 points, it's... pretty good. What ships does it work on? I guess it's the Ordnance Cruiser, really, what you're looking at.
I think it probably...
Does it go on Raid... I mean, it's in the Rebel pack, but does it go on Raiders with Kallus?
I guess the point is
you don't need that. You don't need... It's a normal shot. It's just your normal attack. So why would you need it on...
Oh, yeah, Kallus won't do it.
But, you need whatever...
I guess... Yeah.
Maximum blacks, whatever puts out the maximum number. A Sato list. A Sato list could do it.
But yeah, I...
actually, one of the guys.
What's the useful amount of black dice to roll to actually trigger that ability?
With Sato and Expanded and the Ordnance Cruiser or an MC30, you could come out.
Actually, Adam mentioned in his thing, we didn't read it out, but he said it's not relevant to his entry. He said, Wave 7, I can't wait to try Ordnance MC75 with Sato, Intel Officer, Ordnance Experts, External Racks, and Wide Area Barrage with a first player bid.
Yep.
Yeah.
You could really put the hurt on multiple ships. You get to do that twice as well, because if you've got two ships next to each other are going to take a beating. Splash them massively.
It just makes positioning important.
Yeah.
You know, you want to be in that...
Yeah.
You want to be in that range band where you can trigger some friendly abilities, but not at close range to get all these negative effects. Mm.
Yeah, I think it's cool. 2 points as well. It's pretty sweet.
I was thinking maybe we'd just like Sato and Hammerheads.
Finally, we have some competition for APTs.
Even if you had that on the Hammerhead at long range, Sato in, just pop in one, you're doing one damage to whatever's nearby.
Yeah, chipping away. For 2 points.
That's like, good. But then you could be doing one.
If you get a black crit.
Well, no, because you need a normal. You don't need a crit, you just need a hit.
You need a crit for it to trigger it.
Oh, you do.
So you need to crit hit face to.
It's crap.
For 2 points, though.
I'd rather take ABT.
it just depends what your ship is going
to
be doing.
Or expanded launcher bay or whatever it's called.
Hmm.
We'll give it a try.
We'll give it a 6 out of 10.
So, how do you pronounce these ones?
Kate Kinnan Shollen, I reckon. Yeah.
Cool, sounds good.
Well, attacking, you may exhaust this card to reroll any number of dice of one colour. That's quite cool.
6 points in a gunnery team slot.
Rebel only.
Yeah.
Because they're Mon Calamari fishmen.
Yeah.
So it's a more expensive ordnance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can use it on reds though, so good for.
It's an exhaust. I think it's
good for Liberty.
Point is to use it on the MC75s, which all have a mix of dice, and then you just see what you've got the best ones with, and then you re-roll the other.
Yeah.
Liberty. This is the only really good.
Liberty, or if you go back to like using Akbar on, you could put it on one of your assault frigates.
Yeah. Who uses those?
Who uses those anymore?
They're so wave zero, wave one. Whatever it was, but
those waves, that wave where everyone was chucking like mountains of red dice, and there were like no reroll opportunities, and you're just kind of like
bit hit or miss.
Yeah, but this makes
this. So this should have been them.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's better than like leading shots, if I'm honest.
I'd rather take gunnery.
It's in gunnery, on a Liberty. You're not taking this over gunnery.
It's
teams.
Not
no fucking.
It's
way.
Not better than leading shots. I think
that's what I mean. Leading shots is better.
Yeah. I think assault frigates with Akbar, you can put it on one of them. I think that's the best.
But assault frigates just have reds and a couple, one blue.
You just want reds.
Oh right, so you just re-roll all your reds.
Because it's of any number of dice of one color, so it should be reds. Yeah.
And the ordnance cruisers, you're gonna take the black re-rolls. You're not gonna need that.
Yeah.
And on the other one, you can take leading shots. So
yeah,
pointless.
Actually, I'm not sure.
Maybe if it was like 3 points or something.
Six is expensive as well.
Another dice that went wrong.
God damn it.
Six. That'll do.
Yeah.
This is why we don't get to review them.
Because it doesn't. It feels. I know Veteran Gunners isn't very good, is it? And how many points does Veteran Gunners?
Six.
I think it's four.
Four? I thought it was four.
I think it's, four or five.
We should be rolling dice.
Roll a detail. I think it's four or five, yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like it's just a slight improvement on that, but then it's unique.
I'm going to see it. I think you'll see it.
I think we'll see it. I like it.
There's probably some builds out there that are
we haven't really thought of.
It's just another trigger to remember on your...
But I think when you're directly comparing it to like leading shots or...
Yeah.
If it were in another shot, like why is that not just a commander, officer. An officer, yeah. That should have been an officer slot.
Presumably their weapons teams, like they come on a bridge and they don't feel comfortable on the bridge, so they go down into the gun decks and
slumming it with the gun crew.
Yeah, but if that were an officer, I could have seen it being taken on at least
officer's pretty competitive.
It would have probably made it too powerful because you'd just put it on a
MC-30 double reroll.
No, I'd just put it on a MC-80 with Akbar and re-roll all those reds.
I mean, leading shots and that.
Yeah, exactly. Their design principle is that generally stuff that's weapons team affect weapons, or and all stuff that's weapons affect weapons.
Yeah.
It's always a weapon point.
Cool. So
let's do Jyn.
Next card, Jyn Erso. I think we've spoken about this one.
We have. She was revealed quite early.
So she's a
Vader's equivalent,
isn't slot
she?
Upgrade. When you reveal a command, you may discard a Squadron Dala token and this card to choose an enemy ship at close range. If that ship has no raid tokens, it gains 2 raid tokens of your choice. If that ship has an objective token, you may also gain 1 victory token.
So this makes me think there's gonna be another Carillion conflict soon or something. Because there's not really
objectives.
Many objectives. There's only one I can think of.
There's quite a few where capture
the VIP is the only one that you could take token.
No, it's an objective token. So
You mean just straight from the board?
No, so if the ship has an objective token, so
you get
I'm
a victory
pretty
token.
Sure.
But that's what I mean. There's only one.
No, correct me if I'm wrong, but advanced gunnery ships have objective tokens, and most wanted ships.
No, they have an advanced gunnery marker. They didn't have.
I thought they're objective tokens.
There's a specific marker that they gave out.
You could be right. You could be right. I thought they were objective tokens.
Maybe.
Well, it's getting pretty heated here. Oof.
We'll get my
opening salvo. Opening salvo would have.
I think a lot of the reds give ships objective tokens.
I wouldn't want to be in close. You're never going to get in close range with opening salvo. The only one is
advanced gunnery.
Is a VIP. No, I don't think advanced gunnery is a.
All right.
I'm pretty right. sure advanced gunnery is
it's
not.
Should we just move on?
Yeah.
Matt, look it up because it is
important. Okay. On to the next one.
I want to put 100 quid on it with Ricky.
Are we saying on advanced gunnery? Are we saying?
Is it a big? Like, is it
Is it an objective token?
Objective token. I don't think so. Carry on, Chris.
Bail Organa, medium or
this
large
is a nice
ship
card.
Only. Crew, or officer, sorry, I should say. Rebel only, 7 points. After deploying medium or large ship only, after deploying fleets, you may place one round token on this card. At the start of the ship phase of the round matching that round token, if you are the second player, you must activate. If you are the first player, you may gain up to 2 command tokens of your choice. So it gives you one round, you can activate first.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool to counter specific lists like Avenger BT and Demo.
If you know when Demo's going to hit, wouldn't Demo just slow down?
It will, but then it lets you control. You control the thing a bit more.
I'm assuming this and Radus. Radus takes priority, right?
Radus comes down right at the very start.
No, they don't interact. They interact, but they don't cancel each other, right? Because Radus just means the ship that you bring in can't be the first one that activates.
But if you must activate.
Oh, right, if you've put this on
the ship that you drop in.
I would pretty sure that means you just have to activate another.
Generally, if stuff says you can't. Generally, can't overrides can.
Yeah.
In most games.
I'd assume that would be the case.
Yeah.
But yeah. Assuming there's not a massive.
That's another one that slipped past playtesting that they'll have to fack immediately.
No, because I assume it's not.
It overwrites the restriction of Radus.
I think can'ts generally counter.
Yes.
But.
I'd assume like a hard good limit spot, on not good doing spot, something.
They'll have to. Thanks for breaking the game already.
Ugh. Guys, okay, so advanced gunnery. You choose a ship to become an objective ship. It has an objective token.
There we go.
What is it gain?
Just
you get the cool new ship token that was given out in one of those seasonal ones.
Do you get it for Most Wanted, or is that an objective ship token as well? Objective ship as well.
I think Most Wanted. You do have to mark your ship in some way.
Objective ship again.
Oh, okay.
Objective ship.
So yeah.
I think it's those blue ones. It's like
Insult sweep.
No, because that puts you don't
put them on the ship. You just collect.
Unless she just takes them off the side of the board and not from the ship. But it sounds like she takes them from the ship.
Mm. Oh yeah, you remove player. Yeah, it's weird. Maybe.
If that ship has an objective,
there's got to be some more in there than VIP.
One. There's got to be more coming, right?
And a victory token is the points on the card of the thing, right? So VIP is 50.
It says something big was coming.
So does that just mean Jyn Erso just wins you the VIP?
I guess
so. The VIP.
Yeah, she doesn't even stay on your ship.
I get 50 points.
No, maybe.
She just gives you 50 points, which is a crazy return on a 4.
So you don't even have to put that on your ship.
The objective token stays on their ship. They still get the 50
you
points.
You get double points.
But you also get 50 points.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah?
So you...
And yours isn't even on the ship. You literally just have...
You just gain 50 points automatically, which is a pretty good return on a 4-point upgrade.
Yeah.
I can't say it's going to be used.
It's only that mission, though.
You better pray the opponent takes... capture the VIP. Or you put the VIP token in their area. Yeah, take it. Yes!
Well, you could get double points because you could raid it, then kill the ship and it drops the token, and then you just pick the token up.
Not when
as
it's
well.
Picked up by an ISD or something. Probably not.
Yeah, because I guess you could if that ship has an objective token, you gain a victory token. You then kill the ship and take its objective token to get a victory. Yeah. I get it. Yeah. I don't know. I think there's a limited scope. But maybe I'll just still start playing Capture the VIP, and when you come to set up, you give them the VIP.
But what are your other missions going to be?
Fly Jyn at them.
Advanced gunnery and something really horrible?
I don't know. Anyway.
Let's move on from Jyn.
Rubbish.
What do you think of Bail Organa's if you are first player effect? Because you're taking this guy to counter the first players, which I'm a massive fan of because I got so fucking bored at big tournaments of playing 25-point bids and demo or admonition and them just fucking me hard in the ass every game. Really irritated me. So I love that effect, but if you...
2 command tokens.
Yeah, is that fine for 7 points?
You're going to see
it's just
him.
An afterthought, right?
Yeah, on the super pickle
just
list.
Just so you
know. Well, oh yeah, because... Do you take this if you think you're just going to be made second a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you've got no bid, You may as
but
well.
Then you might end up playing somebody who, and you end up not, you end up being first, made first.
Yeah.
Or you decide to go
first. If you've been made first, you've probably got...
Or you decide to go first.
Two command tokens is kind of useful, I guess.
Fine. I guess you're medium or large, so you're going to have a space for them, on the whole.
I think you're going to be happy. It's got to be on a list that you're happy to go both.
But what ships, what ships does this give you an advantage with by activating first? Why?
Well, not Defiance itself, but you know any MC-80 that's right up there in close.
But if you're Defiance, then...
Defiance is not going to get the bonus, yeah. But you're going to be at the front.
You mean like a home one type ship?
Yeah.
Because then you get to activate first.
There's plenty of times when I really would have loved to have gone first, and just to get the engineering in or something, just to get those repairs. Mm.
Yeah, I like him. I think he's cool, but he's unique, so you can only do it once. Mm. 7 points. Like you say, you could just time your demo run one turn later.
Yeah,
because you know every node is
open. Yeah, as soon as they put down that thing, you want to activate that round? Okay, cool.
Yeah, like Jigeron and Avenger BT just kind of laughs at it because Jigeron can make it maneuverable enough to suck around for a little bit with Jigeron. So
it's an extra card for fun games. I don't think it's going to be top tier.
Cool.
Could be wrong.
Yeah, I think it. It might be a valid defense. Like it might good players.
The same goes with the other card that lets you always go last. You're just gonna act. Yeah. You're just gonna stay in the deployment zone.
I do like that they are starting to bring counters to first and second in activation because you can feel so helpless. You just get outbid and then you're done.
You design a list to have a certain bid.
There's nothing you can do. All right, let's move on. Heavy ion emplacements. Blue crit. This is an ion cannon slot.
It's too expensive.
9 points?
Yeah.
Blue crit. Crazy. You may exhaust this card. If you do, the defending hull zone and each adjacent hull zone loses one shield. So potentially 3 damage, but it's spread across hull zones, so that's not as good as 3 damage to one.
And it's not even 3 damage. If they've got no shield, they lose anything.
You're using up your leading shot.
Yeah.
And it's a blue crit, so it's only a medium range, basically, unless you're using those capacitors. But they're ion cannons, aren't they? The capacitors.
Disposables.
Capacitors. Are they offensive? Offensive. Okay. So you can combo it with those.
So you can stick on a victory.
Or interdictor.
For that many points. No, thanks.
I'll take leading shots.
So what I'll say about this upgrade, I think it's going on whoever's list I'm making for the next tournament. It's good. A crock of shit list. You're going to have 3 of these in your list.
Cool.
So get working on a way to...
You know what it would go interesting with? That the armored cruiser. You can stick that.
And ACMs.
ACM, yeah. And you could double crit.
Yeah, ACM and that. No, because you can only resolve one critical effect.
Not with the teams.
Oh, right. So you load up ACM, that blue crit, that team that lets you resolve 2
and you put
crit.
On those reroll guys. So you
get to reroll your the ACM, you lose 2 shields from...
Yeah, you lose a shield either side.
So
it's just a damage either side.
You do the blue one first.
So you do shield either side, damage either side, and then...
So you get you get 5...
So you've done 6...
5 free damage?
Yeah, yeah. So then you're like, okay, now you resolve your defense token. They're like...
Brilliant combo, and that only costs 23 points.
Astronomical amount of points, yeah.
And you have to roll, and you have to guarantee that you roll a blue crit and a black crit.
Yes.
Oh, I know who's great for that. Kakin and Shomer.
Although you can only do one or the other.
You wouldn't be able to put in your upgrade to get you the 2 crits.
Someone's getting this in the in the shit.
You'd take Tirin Far along, couldn't you? And you could take some other way to rerun.
I'm not giving you Tirin Far in the shit list.
Yeah, come on,
I'm going to do that combo with no dice rerolls, no hit mitigation or rerolls.
That's a one shot of some ships, though, right? Like with a bit of extra
damage. With that small combo, ships would be toasted, yeah.
Yeah, that could really hurt.
Mm. And it only costs you 23 points. Plus all your dice mitigation on top.
Think of the savings.
Yeah. Great. You've got all your slots for everything.
You've got no rerolls.
You've got no slots to put anything else on.
And you've only got 2 ships because that's all you can afford.
And when your ship dies, your opponent gets 24 points extra, or 30 points extra because of all the upgrade cards you've bought. It's a nice picture of the tie.
Seems good.
It's really weird, though. It's a tie getting like crippled by ion.
Yeah.
When I first saw this, is only on ships and not squadrons.
When I saw this card, like strange. With just a picture, I thought it was going to be some anti-squadron.
Yeah, I thought, like, great, it activates squadrons fucking quality, like, more anti-squadron meta. Nope. Cool. Shit and overcosted. Right.
Roll the dice.
Rant
wrong
over.
Again.
Rant over.
To
are you trying to defend it?
No. To make a completely random point.
Okay.
I really like the card art and some of these things, but there's no artist
credits
on any of the cards.
No.
Where is that? Like on their card games, they do that.
I'm pretty sure it's not really art because it looks like they've just stripped it from the movie and sort of added a filter.
Presumably,
a lot of it is like digital art.
Their artists are locked in a cellar and have lost their rights to be people and acknowledged as individuals.
Bell Organa is definitely.
If that is the case, I feel like those artists. Hopefully, they're listening to the show now, and they should.
They're locked in a cellar. He's locked them in a cellar.
They should sneak in some little art, being like,
"Yeah, that'd be
cool. Let us out of the basement, please. Please release us.
Help me."
Across several card images.
Alright.
Completely sad.
Have we checked glass doors for FFG artists' complaints saying, oh, they don't appreciate our work?
But yeah, no, I was just wondering on iron emplacements, if they said to someone, we need an image, it needs to be a ship being ironized. And they're like, cool.
It is a ship being ironized.
It goes away, draws a TIE fighter, makes it look all electrical and staticky and stuff. Mm. It comes back to them and they're like,
Close enough.
presumably they did an upgrade that was cool. It was like this.
This was for something else.
And it was for something else. And then at the last bit, because let's be honest, 9 points, like, They clearly rolled a fucking D10 on this. Or they just went, shit, print deadline's tomorrow, and we're one upgrade slot short. Could just fucking someone make something, just chuck something together. And it needs to be ion related. Oh, well, let's put it in the blue slot. You're right, it feels cobbled together, and it doesn't feel like it matches up with the art at all.
There's so many scenes of like Y-Wings and stuff doing ion torpedoes or whatever, ion shots against big ships.
That would make more, just the
other way around.
I don't know. Grim. Anyway, and ion's rubbish in Armada as well. Like in X-Wing, it's cool. It freezes stuff. That's what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
In Rogue One, it freezes the Star Destroyer.
Or it strips shields fast, which it does.
So. Okay, so does it have that shield stripping?
Ion is always the strip shields. Okay.
All right,
I don't know.
We'll let them off. We spent far too much time on heavy
or disabled ships,
which is a rubbish card. Yeah. Let's talk about ordnance pods.
Okay, medium or large ship only. At the end of your attack step, you may exhaust this card and choose one of your hull zones. Then perform an attack from that hull zone with an anti-squadron armament of one black die, even if you have already attacked from the zone this round. That is nice.
How many points?
3.
So yeah, so this is similar to Adam Wiley's offensive retrofit.
It is not. This is a torpedo.
But this is a torpedo slot.
Yeah. Now, this is great, because you can shoot twice. This is the whole arc. This isn't just one shot, right?
Mm.
This is attacking
before
again.
Before an attack from that hull zone. I don't know. Is it? Is it not? It depends on the wording of
choose
attack.
One of your hull zone.
Oh, I assume that it would flak that whole area again.
I think you're right.
Like the Raider title.
Yeah.
Does it?
No, the Raider title only lets you shoot one extra.
Yeah.
That's really different.
Does it?
Yeah.
It lets you only shoot. Yeah.
This is performing an attack from that whole zone. So that's the whole arc.
I think you're right.
Props right. Mm.
Hope is right.
Deep analysis here.
I mean, it's not. It should be balanced enough because it's one black is a 75% chance of doing damage. And a lot of squadrons, you're not going to kill many squadrons with this, but you're going to thin them out and make them die more quickly and easily.
Especially if you've already done your first attack from it.
Yeah. Load up a raider or something.
If you had advanced gunnery, you just did 3 shots. Mm-hmm. And it also stacks with our next card, Draven.
So, to revisit.
Oh, that stacks with, what's his name as well?
So, yeah, Impetuous, you are right. Impetuous is worded differently. So I'd assume the ordnance pods is you can attack everyone.
Mm, I think
so. If you stack that with Impetuous, you could nuke stuff.
You could definitely kill a lot of squadrons.
Yeah.
It just weakens them and thins them down, right? There's not going to be often where you're going to
kill
them on your own, even with 2 shots, because most squadrons have 4 or more hull. You're never going to do.
That's why
we're never going to do a maximum of 1 with this, and it's an attack, so it can be scattered. Well, so
General Draven, the next card, while attacking a squadron.
Before we get on here, let's get the art. Does anybody think this is season 5 Jack Bauer of 24? Like,
I thought it looked like Fraser.
I think he's based on Kiefer Sutherland.
Nah, Fraser.
All right.
I wonder if it's
definitely Kiefer Sutherland.
I wonder if it's one of the designers or something. They were like. put me in one of your next betas.
Well, his name, presumably he's from the expanded universe, is he? Or is he in...
No, I've seen him in one of the movies. He's definitely...
Is he in the background somewhere?
I'm sure he's... Someone go on Wikipedia and look him up. Where he's...
God damn it, Ben, why aren't you here?
Yeah, Ben would know off the top of his head.
Yeah, that famous line.
Maybe Rogue One or... I don't know.
Matt'll find it.
I've seen him in one of the films.
I'll read it out while you're doing that. So General Draven, he's unique. He is an officer. He's rebel only and he's 3 points. While attacking a squadron with counter or intel, add one die of any colour to your attack pool.
So that goes with Ordnance Pod as well. That'll stack.
Yeah.
There's an extra dice.
Because it's attack, yeah. That's awesome, yeah, you're right.
You just killed...
Rinse.
You could have killed an intel ship.
You just killed all those interceptors that have 5 counter, yeah. But are sat out with distance 1-2 of some other cap ship. Great. It's weird that it's counter, isn't it? What does it get for counter? I guess it gets like...
It adds a lot of extra ships.
Like intel, I can understand the intel, that's cool. Although there's not much with
it. I think it's cool. It's kind of funny because you've got that upgrade there, and then you've got the Imperial upgrade that gives everyone counter.
To be honest, it's like... But when you're firing against intel, what are you shooting? If you're shooting a normal Hawk, that's fine. If you're shooting Jan, she doesn't care. She braces it down anyway.
She braces him 1-1.
No, that's with an extra damage, but this is adding a die of extra colour. So you might take your total damage from 3-4, in which case it's the same after bracing.
But if you've done that to any other ships... Against Rebels, there's not many ships that counter in Rebel ships, but in Imperials... I think it's going to really...
I guess you kill like jump masters and...
Yeah, if they've got Dengar in with their squadrons, you've just added one dice to all of those...
I don't think they... Do they have counter? It's only when they get attacked. Maybe they do. Yeah, we'd have to look at
them. So what, Instructor Garen on one side and Draven on the other side, and you're like, yay, more dice.
So more dice, more importantly, like, let's hear his background and fluff.
Is
it played by Keith
Draven? No, it's not. Although, it's...
Is it
canny resemblance? Canny resemblance.
Yeah.
A human male who served as a general in the Alliance to restore the Republic.
Yeah, he was in Rogue
during
One.
The Galactic Civil War. He was in Rogue One, yeah. He was stationed at the Great Temple on Moon Yavin 4 when Jyn Erso was given the task of stealing the Death Star plans by Mon Mothma. Blah, blah, blah.
Do you not remember your movies, Chris?
What's his background here?
They're looking at the phone again.
Bravo. Was under Graven's command. Oh, so the he commanded the team that got Jyn out of the prison.
Yeah. He commanded the guy to assassinate her dad, was it?
Yeah.
No, because he's rebel. Like the Empire killed her dad, didn't they?
I know, but he was to assassinate him anyway, wasn't it?
When Krennic's at the facility thing.
Well, yes, that was good.
Great, that was my point. So now I think he's cool. 3 points, but he does take up a...
That's all of them.
Take out the officer slot.
That is all of the cards.
Oh, wow.
What's your... All right, closing thoughts then. Wave 7. Exciting.
I think it'd be cool. There's a lot of, like, combat potential. Generally, we see a lot of squadron hate and a lot of large ship love.
So and activation. Like changes. Going first, changing first player and passing activation.
And stuff to fuck with activation.
Yeah.
Some good players are going to be able to take advantage of...
I think there's some...
These cards.
Not that I'm always overly critical of FFG's playtesting, but I think there'll be some combos and some wordings will come out of this that'll be pretty...
Yeah, tasty. I mean...
I don't know what they are. I'm not good enough to see that on the top of my head, but there is some stuff buried in there.
There's definitely some stuff that needs to be FAQ'd and a rough...
Yeah. And like some token manipulation in there as well. There's definitely some deep token shenanigans.
See, I'm all for stuff being legal, like in tournament play, as soon as it's released. But part of me like worries with some of it. It's like, but if it's released too close to a tournament, we really need the FAQ to be out before. The FAQ needs to come out before this is released.
And they did release an FAQ with a fair bit of.
Yeah, but to clean up some of these.
Yeah, there is some new ones.
They need to do like they did with Destiny.
Should have been fully spoiled.
They faxed
like FAQ'd.
Like in Destiny, where
they errated something that wasn't even released.
Good, great job, guys.
But then by errata, you mean they added a whole new area to the game board to remove cards to.
And in general, so other things I wanted to mention, because we've had any touching the last episode about The Last Jedi. I didn't want to talk about the film.
Just turn off now if you haven't seen The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
Yes, fair warning on spoilers. We're not going to go into plot details. We're going to talk about ships that are in it, though.
Yes.
So, fair warning. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Turn off now if you don't want. But again, as we always say, it's now what, five, 6 weeks since it was released?
Are you even a
Star Wars fan if you haven't seen it yet?
And if you're just learning now that there's movies yeah, based around this game.
How the hell have you got through this podcast?
Excluding some of our audience that may not have ever seen a Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, right.
I'd like to be that person that had no knowledge of Star Wars, but was somehow.
There's a guy in the canteen at work and he'd never seen it, Spanish guy. And the other guy had seen them all, was like an absolute geek, two guys in the canteen. And we were like, both jealous, we were like, oh, mate, it's going to be amazing. Like, I can't believe you don't know what even happens. You've got no preconceptions.
But it's just before you saw it, then, right?
He'd never seen any Star Wars.
And we were talking about The Last Jedi, and he's like,
yeah, it's going to be amazing. And then you're like, massive disappointment.
We said spoilers, Ricky.
Yeah, we did. We just gave a spoiler warning.
Okay.
Anyway.
We're not going to talk about that, what we thought of it.
Film
review podcasts. We'll do film reviews.
And tonight on Review 2018, we have Ricky Porter in to discuss Star Wars. I think in terms of what this means for... Has FFG ever said either way if they're going to do... I know they're not going to do the... prequel ships.
Clone Wars.
But they've got all the First Order Resistance stuff coming into X-Wing. I wonder if they're going to do any of those First Order Resistance stuff
in Armada. But they're big.
See, I could... What I imagine now is because, the first squadron pack ever for Armada was just... was it X-Wings and Y-Wings and TIE Fighters and...
It was X-Wings, Y-Wings, A-Wings.
Because
there was four, wasn't there? It was two squadrons. It was two of each squad of four squadrons for each faction. So I think it was TIE fighters, interceptors, bombers, and I can't remember. That's pathetic.
But anyway, I just wonder if we've got T-70s, resistance bombers on one side, and then maybe TIE FOs.
XYAs and Bs, wasn't it, for Rebels?
Yeah.
That was the first pack.
Didn't they turn to Rebels at the end? More spoilers of The Last Jedi. I'm pretty sure they say they're rebels again.
Instead of resistance.
Does
that matter?
Well,
it means we can use
it. It means they're legitimate rebels.
What I'm trying to say is we should have a squadron pack. It would be interesting to see a squadron pack. We had resistance bombers and T-70s, and then on the other side we had TIE FOs and TIE SFs. But that would be playing into let's just have some squadrons with some fucking new keywords. I don't know if it improve much or change much. What do you guys think? Do you want to see those squadrons in Armada, or do you just really not want to see it?
Are we talking the big bomber?
The resistance bombers.
The big bomber that was absolutely stupidly designed.
I think if you get it, yeah, and I agree. The whole thing was nonsense. It was just ridiculous.
A speed one bomber
that drops about 10 blue dice.
Yeah, and then the fucking
and has
button,
one health.
The button to release them all doesn't even work. But,
and if you shoot that bomber, it blows up the other bombers.
Right, okay.
My preference would be is if you're going to do that. Do it as a pack. Don't treat it like X-Wing.
Yeah.
So yeah,
talking another rooms and villains pack?
I mean, one pack together where you have X's and...
But also, I don't mean... Don't do a Star Wars Episode 7, 8 pack of fighters.
Right.
Do a wave.
Yeah.
Or a new box set with a new starter set and say, here's some First Order ships, here's some Resistance ships, and here's the fighters and the...
That's a big wave.
Yeah, but relaunch it properly. Do it properly. Don't fuck around by light drip feeding.
Do you want to wait for episode 9 to see if they add in any new ships and then
do it off episode 7 or 8 or whatever,
and then just
reboot the core set.
They need to redo the core set anyway.
Yeah.
So I think they could do it at least adding some cards in
because off of Rogue One
we have
Rogue One.
Off of EastEnders.
Here, Gary.
You could say this
off
this
of Rogue One. We've got quite a few cards. Yeah.
This was Rogue One wave.
So I imagine at some point they must want to be like, hey, we need a Rey crew card. We want a Finn card. Blah blah blah.
A Thrawn film? Do you think we'll ever see him in a real life movie?
I'd like to see him
in a real life movie.
You know, like animated movies or digitally animated movies.
Oh, right, not like a Thrawn documentary.
A live action movie.
I've just bought the paperback book actually. Reading that.
I've got it. I've not read it yet.
Yeah, Timothy Zahn. Looking forward to reading that.
Cool. Well, basically, yeah, that's all I wanted to say about The Last Jedi.
But, I want
to
see the...
Do you want to see ships?
The Ninka. Yeah, the Ninka I'd like to see.
Which
Ninka?
It looks like a Corvette, but it's like a more...
Yeah.
I would guess if they went with it, it would be like a Corvette that has torpedo slots on or something. Pretty beefy but weak. Glass cannon. Something like that.
That ship on the Imperial side, what, the Dreadnought that you see?
Is it
the
Dreadnought? Execution or something, is it called? I can't remember.
The Dreadnought's something else.
The big old cannon. That was quite big, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's too big to be tabled. Like, I don't know
but
what...
But then so is the Rannus.
You mean Snoke's flagship?
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Not that one.
That is the board.
That one,
right?
Where we'd take up all of Dig and just be like six guys to lift it. And be like, right, speed one. Oh, we're off the board. Great.
You couldn't even deploy it on the board in the first.
These resistance bombers are called MG-100s. Star Fortresses. I'm not sure there's much about it. There's not much fortress in there.
To be fair, it did take a lot of shots to kill them, but they were moving so slow that they were so easy to hit.
I don't know. I don't know what to say about them. They just. They could have made them half the size and twice as fast. They might have done it.
Lame. Is what I could say.
Why did they fly so close together?
Lame. It reminded me, because the bombs are like little.
It is called the Dreadnought.
The bombs are like little balls, right? And they were like clanking together. It reminds me, have you seen The Rock?
The little green.
The Rock. When like Nicolas Cage is like trying to pull them out. And they're all clanking together, and he's like, whoa, whoa, don't set them off. That's exactly like what the. People inside the resistance ships were like, they were like, the bombs are like clanking together, like, hold it, release the bomb. It was a bit, odd. Artistic license was used.
Why did they not turn their shields on?
They don't have any shields.
On the Dreadnought, has no shields.
They're fortresses. Oh, inside the shields, clearly, because they were right up against the...
How do they fly?
Shields also theoretically don't... Most sci-fi stuff, shields only affect certain velocity of stuff. And
that's what I was kind of guessing. Yeah.
Maybe the Star Wars shields only affect lasers.
But then you see so many times ships smash into shields. Are we looking into it too much?
Can't hold. We can't hold because it's too much.
Was the ship going too fast?
They just dissipate the energy blasts.
Physics
of Star Wars doesn't work.
I love the scene.
It doesn't work.
Raddus destroying everything.
It was a long time ago, so don't worry about it.
The Raddus destroying... Not Raddus. Yeah, it's the Raddus destroying all the ships was amazing. But there were so many things wrong.
Yeah. Okay.
Should we just stop?
So it's... I think the conclusion of that is we should have stopped at the point we said spoiler warnings.
We're making ourselves sad.
And I think we're saying no to any First Order stuff for now.
Raised parents.
I like it as a complete reboot. As a
new course.
Yeah. Snoke,
but it's still interactive. Just don't go there. Just don't even fucking go there.
Oh, why?
Let's end this, because we don't want to be...
Who was the director of that one?
Johnson or something.
Rian Johnson.
Yeah. Let's end this. Yeah, thanks guys for listening. And that's all from Route
118. If you want us to do film reviews
next week on the show,
let us know.
So we'll
do a film review podcast.
Thanks again to all the competition entrants.
Yeah, if you're still listening at this point.
And thanks to everyone who sent some ideas in. And thanks to Just Play for providing the prize, and good luck to everybody getting to that regional.
And we hope
to see you at the Cardiff one.
We'll be doing one now. We got a date for the release, so we'll be doing a seasonal kit. Be nice to get one in
big. Yep.
Be nice to get one in before regional for practice if we got time. But
unlikely.
Yeah.
Unlikely.
It'd have to be like the weekend of release. That's cutting close, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. Cool.
We'll think about a date. We'll try and get one in.
Cool.
You're not here.
No.
You might not be here.
Probs. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.